this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
Welcome to Unleashed, the Political News Hour on America Out Loud. I'm your host, Bruce Robertson, and we've got a blockbuster story for you today. A group of blockbuster stories, really. And, I was thinking about it. I was looking at the news this week and digging out my stories and doing some research. And, you know, I noticed that there's a common thread underlying all of the news that's coming out. And it's like drinking from a fire hose, okay? But if you pay attention to the news these days, the real news, I think you'll find out, as I have found, a common thread underlying all the stories that are making the headlines. And there's also a common thread underlying all the stories that are not making the headlines. And that's something that I want to call your attention to today. My friends and fellow Americans, free speech and religion are under attack like never before. And corruption and huge conflicts of interest in our government, from the local level all the way up to the White House, has reached a level that I have never seen in my 65 years. And I don't think we've ever witnessed in our 250-year history as a nation. Our national security is under attack at the borders. And there's a battle raging between the border states and the Biden administration right now. And it's turning into a Mexican standoff, if you'll pardon the bad pun. The stories now making the mainstream headlines seem to be heavily geared toward supporting or covering up or disguising or hiding crimes against the state and crimes against humanity. And that's a very serious charge, and I don't make it lightly. But that can be my only conclusion after seeing what's been going on in the last 3 years. There's a good reason for that. The mainstream media representatives get most of their revenues from big corporations. They're advertisers. We saw during COVID, 70% of their revenues came from pharmaceutical companies. And of course, they got on and happily pushed the experimental vaccine to our detriment. And now there's all kinds of problems with that. But this show is not about COVID and the vaccine. This show is about the underlying themes in media that's reported and media that is not reported. In other words, maybe stories that are suppressed that we seek to unpack for you here. Because we're all about the truth, and we're all about patriotism, and we're all about taking our country back here at America Out Loud. And Unleashed takes the chain off and turns us loose to tell those stories. We want to unleash the truth here, folks. So if you're paying attention, you'll hear politicians in Washington that are echoing the same themes that the mainstream media pushes. And these are themes that the big corporations want them to push, including the military-industrial complex. No surprise there, is it? No surprise that the military-industrial complex wants more wars because it's good for business. It doesn't matter how many people are lost or how many lives are destroyed. More wars are good for business. So you'll hear politicians in Washington pushing these themes, and it's almost as if the script was written for them. And there's a reason for that, too. They're being paid to endorse these ideas by the same deep pocket groups that are pushing the narratives in the media. So how do we get, as citizens of this country, as consumers of news, aside from our daily, day-to-day lives and activities and families and, you know, everything that we do, how do we get to the truth when we just have limited time to tune in and get some sound bites? Well, it does take a little bit of work, and it takes digging, and it takes research, and the average American doesn't have the bandwidth. He doesn't have the time. He isn't willing to go the extra mile to get that information. So we have a situation where most of America, or at least half of the country, somewhere around that number, that is blissfully ignorant of the agenda being forced upon them. And it's, you know, it's not their fault. They just don't know that they're being lied to. And they're being lied to a lot, maybe more than ever before. Fortunately, there's this neat little thing called the internet, which has opened up a Pandora's box of free speech. And it was so wildly successful, and people began just sharing ideas widely across the world. I mean, for the first time in history, for free, you could be chatting with somebody in Taiwan. You could be talking to somebody all the way around the world. You could be speaking to somebody in Australia. And we could have a conversation and share ideas and find out what's going on where those people live. And they could find out what's going on where we live. Well, as soon as government and those who want to control things, media, government, Hollywood, the propaganda machine, as soon as they realized that people were sharing information without them being able to control it, they realized they had a problem. And they rushed in to get their hands in and stifle and censor any voice that threatened to expose their corruption. Because they had it pretty good for a while. They could control the media. The media spoke through the television and radio. It was a limited one-way conversation with the public. Well, now we have the public having two-way conversations with each other, independent of media, through social media. And that's a problem because they don't want people discussing things freely amongst themselves. So what did they do? They decided they were going to control social media. They were going to stifle. They were going to censor. They were going to block. They were going to cancel people's accounts. And the thing is, they went after every voice that threatened to expose them. They even went after doctors who questioned the COVID narratives. Okay, they tried to get people disbarred from their legal careers. They went after people's jobs. They got people fired. All right. They went after people's livelihoods. They tried with everything within them that they could to take people down, to destroy their character, to smear their reputation, because they were so deathly afraid of the truth being exposed. Now, the thing is, with each day that goes by, these people that are trying to stop the free flow of information begin to resemble more and more that little Dutch boy, Hans Brinker, who stuck his finger in the dike to hold back the flood. You know the story. Hans Brinker in Holland, holding his finger in the dike, naively trying to stop the flood. Well, they're trying to hold back a flood of truth and information. And I don't believe that they can do it. I think it's going to overwhelm them because the truth finds its way out eventually. So now any of us who've been paying attention understand that there are stories that we hear in the media. And more importantly, there are stories that we haven't been hearing in the media. And it's the ones we haven't been hearing that are being told in alternative places that we here at America Out Loud seek to bring to your attention here, especially on this Unleashed series. And Unleashed is on every weeknight at 7 p.m. on America Out Loud, and you can tune in, or it goes in 24 hours, it goes to podcasts, and you can listen to our Unleashed hosts on podcasts. So my show is on Thursday night, and I have four other brilliant colleagues who share their thoughts and ideas and news stories on the other nights of the week. And, just tune in every night. Tune in every night at 7 p.m., okay? But, we're seeking to bring your attention here and do some analysis and unpack these stories for you so that you can digest them and you can make up your own mind as to what is true and what is not true. You would think, with so much potential transparency in the world and so much communication where in the seconds I can speak to somebody around the world and for free. And you would think it would be easy to determine truth from fantasy or fiction. But it's actually become harder because there are very incredible ways to produce very false imagery. There's tremendous technology now where you can produce a virtual reality, and it looks so real. If you just Google deep fakes, you can see what they can do. They can create a picture. They can create a video. They can put anybody in the picture. They can put anybody in the video. They can overdub people's voices into a video and make it sound like it's a recording of your voice. They can make Donald Trump say whatever they want him to say. They can make Joe Biden say whatever they want him to say. They can make you say whatever they want you to say, and it can appear real. And that's kind of spooky. That's really scary because they can put words in your mouth and everybody else's mouth if they want to. And they can make a picture, indict the person that's in the picture. In other words, the public opinion can be changed by these deep fakes and fake videos. And they can even create stories that are false flags to sway popular opinion, and even start wars. And this, my friends, is being done every single day of the year. The common theme underlying the stories being told and the stories not being told is the utter destruction and obliteration of our nation and its rule of law. Now, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to put a finer point on that story. The utter destruction and obliteration of our nation here on Unleashed.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems, and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Welcome back to Unleashed. This is Bruce Robertson. Before we left for the break, I was discussing a common theme that underlies the news stories that were being told and the news stories that were not being told. And that common thread is the utter destruction and obliteration of our nation and its rule of law. And perhaps no one has been at the forefront of exposing this agenda of destruction more than the brilliant author and speaker Victor Davis Hanson. And he has published a post on X this week that I'd like to share with you. It's a short post. I'd like to share this with you to sort of kick off the program today and put a finer point on this theme that I'm developing here and exposing for you. The title is, Why Are They Destroying Us? And I'll just read it here to you. If someone wished to destroy America, could he do anything more catastrophic than what we currently see and hear each day? What would an existential enemy do that we have not already done to ourselves? Here are 11 now familiar steps. And yes, I've talked about it here on my program on Unleashed. Now familiar steps to civilizational destruction. The first step, wipe out a 2,000-mile border. Allow 10 million foreign nationals to enter unlawfully. Have no audit of any of them. Nullify all federal immigration laws. Let toxic drugs into our country that kill 100,000 Americans per year. Give free support for those millions who broke the law. Smear any objectors to this program as racists and xenophobes. Number two, run up $35 trillion in national debt. Keep adding $1 trillion to it each 100 days. Defame anyone wishing to cut the wild spending as being cruel and inhumane. The third point Victor Davis Hanson makes is appease or subsidize enemies like Iran and China. Demonize allies like Israel. Allow terrorists to attack Americans without response. See Islam as either similar or superior to Christianity. Make amends to leftist governments for supposedly past toxic American international behavior. Follow the lead of international agencies like the United Nations, the ICC, and the World Health Organization to atone for past American neo-colonial and imperialist behavior. That sounds like the communist Marxists to me, doesn't it? Recede to second-tier international status befitting an American decline. Point four, in a multiracial democracy, redefine identity only as one's tribal affiliation. Ensure each identity group rivals the other for victimhood and the state spoils that it confers. Redefine all political issues by race and sex oppressors and the oppressed. Destroy all meritocracy standards of admission, retention, promotion, and commendation. Redefine, this is number five, redefine violent crime as understandable, cry of the heart expressions of social justice. Ensure no bail and same-day release for arrested criminals and repeated violent felons. Empathize with the violent killers and rapists. Ignore their victims, especially if they're slain police officers. Number six, emasculate our military by using non-meritocratic standards of race, gender, and sexual orientation to determine promotion and commendation. Deliberately smear as racist and insurrectionist the largest demographic in the military who in recent wars died at twice their number in the population, so that they leave or never join the military. In other words, keep the patriots out and weaken the military. Encourage retired high officers to slander their commanders in chief. Cut the defense budget. Stop producing sufficient weapons, but leave billions of dollars worth of arms around the world in the hands of terrorists who can do us harm. Number seven, reinvent the justice system to indict, bankrupt, convict, jail, and eliminate any and all political opponents to the agenda. Use ballot removal, impeachment, civil suits, and state and federal indictments rather than elections to defeat an opponent. Mob the homes of non-compliant Supreme Court justices and attack them personally by name. Put their addresses out on the internet so lunatics can go attack their families. Number eight, encourage the fusion of the bureaucratic state with the electronic media to form a powerful force for political audit, surveillance, censorship, and coercion. Marry the FBI to Silicon Valley and hire its contractors to warp the news and hound supposed enemies of the people. Point number nine, make war on affordable gasoline and natural gas, some of our greatest natural resources in America. Substitute inefficient, unreliable, and expensive wind and solar power, even as energy prices bankrupt the middle class. Number 10, encourage people to marry late, but preferably not at all. Consider males toxic, especially boys. Shame them as being toxic for their masculinity. Have no children, or as few as possible. Otherwise, assure children that they are entitled and they must be sheltered. Raise them to have grievances against past generations and current norms. Number 11, turn our world-class universities into indoctrination centers. I've talked about this so frequently here. Folks, if you listen to my prior shows, and Victor Davis Hanson is so right about this. He says, suspend the Bill of Rights on campuses. Train youth to graduate, despising their own culture and civilization. Recruit foreign students from hostile nations to subsidize campus commissar bloat. He calls it commissar bloat. That's like neo-communism. Replace the curriculum with a therapeutic propaganda. Ban the SAT tests and ACT tests, and do not evaluate high school GPAs anymore. You know, it's not by merit that you get into a great university anymore. Ensure that merit does not select the student body. Meanwhile, charge tuitions that are way higher than the rate of inflation. Bill the government when students default on their loans. In other words, make the taxpayer pay for people's irresponsibility. Now, you and I that went to college many years ago, we know that if we didn't pay our student loans, it was a black mark on our credit record. We had a bad mark on our credit, and it would be considered a default. And the student loan, the banks then ran the student loans. Now, the government has taken over student loans, and there's no relationship with a bank that could punish your credit record if you don't pay them. And the government now, under Joe Biden and company, are just, you know, they're forgiving student loans. Now, if I lend you money, okay, and you can't pay me and I forgive the loan, You know that forgiven loan is taxable, right? If you borrow $10,000 from me and I forgive the loan, that's a $10,000 taxable event to you. Do you understand that? How does the government forgive hundreds of thousands of student loans and it doesn't become a taxable event to the recipient of the, it's a grant, it's a gift, it's a gift. So why are those controlling Biden using him to advance much of such a destructive agenda that would end America as we know it? Well, Victor Davis Hanson brings some possible reasons why Biden is being controlled and used to advance this agenda that I just read to you. All right. And he gives four different possible scenarios why. And then he gives his conclusion. Okay. So the first scenario why they might be controlling Biden to advance this destructive agenda that would destroy America is that they are delusional and they think that their socialist and globalist agendas are working and will save us. Okay, so they're delusional and they believe that socialism will save us. Number two, they are raging nihilists who don't care about anything. They don't like the US and they deliberately want it destroyed as a service to the world. A ruined United States is preferable to a strong United States under the thinking of these raging nihilists that Victor Davis Hanson puts forth as a possible reason. Number three, they are Jacobin revolutionaries who are intentionally erasing the old United States as a prerequisite for creating an entirely new America that will arise from the ashes with no trace or even memory of its past. So that's the third one. They are revolutionaries, radical revolutionaries who are trying to erase the whole thing, the whole history, everything, and create something new out of the ashes. Number four, they have no agenda. They're aimless fools and utter incompetence. These bunglers just wing it day to day in response to what their radical media, academic, and political masters dictate is necessary for them to stay in power. They have no idea of the damage they are doing. So after reviewing these reasons why Biden may be controlled and why there's such a destructive agenda that would end America, I have to say I agree with Victor Davis Hanson. He says that's a little bit of one to three, but probably not number four. So he says, number one, they're delusional and they think their socialist and globalist agenda is working and might save us. Number two, they are raging nihilists who don't like the United States and deliberately want it destroyed as a service to the world. And number three, they're Jacobin radical revolutionaries who are intentionally erasing the old United States to destroy everything and develop a new whole cloth new idea out of the ashes with no trace or memory of it. Does Victor Davis Hanson believe they have no agenda? No, he does not. Does he believe they're aimless fools? No, not necessarily. You know, it's easy for us to say, oh, they're just stupid. They're just fools. They're just bunglers. Joe Biden's just tripping over himself. No. You don't get this level of advancement in radical ideology in 3.5 years without a very deeply planned and very articulate agenda. And believe me, there are think tanks that are creating this stuff and it's being used and Biden is being used, whether it's him or whether it's not him, he's being used as a tool, okay? And so are many others. And it's being sold as propaganda to the press and to the public. So, brilliant article by Victor Davis Hanson. I suggest you try and look at Victor Davis Hanson's writings and see some of his speeches or maybe some of his YouTube stuff. He's a great voice, among others, in our in the opposition to what's going on in our country today. So now I'm going to jump into some of the breaking news stories that came across my desk this week, because I think you need to know about them, and you probably haven't seen them. A Texas National Guard soldier was deployed from McAllen, Texas, to Eagle Pass under an Operation Lone Star. It's called Operation Lone Star. And that's the Border Patrol operation going on down there. And this guy was busted for attempting to smuggle an illegal immigrant in a government vehicle on Sunday. Okay. Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe says the soldier turned around when he noticed a pop-up tactical Border Patrol checkpoint in front of him, just off Route 674 in Kinney County. Now, this checkpoint had only been operational for a few days. And so his erratic behavior, where he stopped and he turned around and tried to hightail it out of there, this behavior alerted agents. So they went after him and attempted to stop the government SUV he was driving. And the sheriff says that Texas Department of Public Safety got involved with the pursuit, and they had to use spike strips to stop the vehicle. So there was a chase, and they had to throw spike strips into the road to stop him from getting away. Kinney County sheriffs assisted in the stop, and the Texas Department of Public Service is currently now investigating, but sources are saying the soldier did not have access to license plate readers or other technology, government technology, that may have aided him in his efforts. Now, this guy was also armed, and so that escalated the smuggling charge. And sources also say that he was promised $5,000 to $6,000 to transport that one individual he was smuggling in. Now, efforts were made to reach out to Department of Public Safety and Governor Abbott's office for comments, but we have not heard back yet. And, you know, do you really think that that this is just because he's smuggling in an illegal alien, somebody who, you know, wants to come into the country illegally and willing to pay $5,000 to $6,000, and this one person can't just try their luck at walking across the border like all the other 10 million people? What is special about this one person? And that's what I think we have to take a look at. There must be a deeper meaning behind this. It doesn't seem to me to be a coincidence. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. It goes so much deeper. This story aligns with other interviews done with former cartel and drug runners and terrorists as well. And I'll tell you what, they're registering to vote now. Okay, we've got 10 million people in this country, and they're starting to register to vote, despite Democrats saying, no, they're not going to vote, they can't vote, blah, blah, blah. We had Nadler say in Congress they don't vote, and then it was pointed out that they do vote in local elections, and then he said, well, it's only local elections. Well, guess what? These people are now registering to vote. The number of voters registering without photo ID is skyrocketing in three key swing states, right leading into the 2024 election. Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania has a flood of voters registering without photo ID. It's skyrocketing. Texas had 1,250,710 non-ID voter registrations. Pennsylvania had 580,513. Arizona had 220,731. May I remind you that according to the juiced up numbers, Joe Biden only beat Donald Trump, and I say beat euphemistically in quotes, okay? Joe Biden only cheated Donald Trump by some 20,000 votes in some of these locations. Now we've got 1,250,000 and 220,000 in Texas, Pennsylvania, and Arizona of people registering without a photo ID to vote. How does that happen? HAVV allows voters to register with a social security number, just the last four digits. So illegals, you know, they're not able to get licenses there, perhaps, but they can get a social security card for work authorization permits. Well, we're going to go to another break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to continue on this story on Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
Welcome back to Unleash the Political News Hour. This is your host, Bruce Robertson. Before we left for the break to listen to our wonderful sponsors, I was discussing the destruction of America through illegal immigration, through people registering to vote without photo ID, and the attack on our nation from all directions. And now I want to share with you a friend of mine, Laura Loomer, who she's an amazing journalist and she's really fearless. She's the one who brought a group of illegal aliens to camp out on Nancy Pelosi's lawn when Nancy was saying, well, can we just need to harbor these people. And she brought them all to Nancy's yard to camp out and asked Nancy if they could just stay there. I think that was brilliant. She's really a unique individual, and I know her, and she's brilliant. People say she's crazy, but she's crazy in a good way. We like Laura Loomer. Laura just broke a story that the mainstream media can't seem to do any research on, or maybe they just don't want to. She uncovered this little tidbit of information that the media is not reporting. You know this Judge Merchan, that's the New York State Supreme Court judge who issued a gag order against President Trump? You know, Judge Merchan has a daughter named Lauren Merchan, all right? Judge Merchan's daughter, Lauren, has Kamala Harris as a client at her company, which focuses on campaigns and elections. Isn't that a cozy little relationship? You know, Lauren Merchan is the president and partner at a company called Automatic Campaigns at Authentic_HQ that boasts Kamala Harris as a client. They also have the Trump hater Adam Schiff as a client. Well, isn't that interesting? Where was that in the mainstream media? Does anybody want to point out these conflicts of interest to the citizens? I mean, an X account belonging to Lauren Merchan under the handle at LaurenM426 shows her profile picture is President Trump behind bars in a jail cell. That's the judge's daughter. Okay. And she's advertising she wants Trump in jail. FEC reports also reveal that Lauren Merchan is a frequent Act Blue donor to Democrat candidates. Act Blue is the radical fundraising group that pushes radical Democratic leftist candidates. This is absolutely a conflict of interest for Judge Merchan, who is engaging in election interference. And this judge should recuse himself from President Trump's case immediately. Lauren Merchan is the daughter. Okay. My friend Laura Loomer broke this story wide open. And we'll follow up on that and we'll let you know. But you can follow Laura Loomer on Twitter X. Now here's a story that's just in. Homeowners in the UK have now been told that compulsory selling of homes will be enforced to house illegal immigrants. Compulsory selling of private homes. So elderly people are being told that their houses are too big for them and that they need to sell them so illegal immigrants can move in. This is the government coming down on private home ownership in the UK. This is the kind of surreal world that we're living in now, folks. And even artificial intelligence is getting into the act. Here's something to ponder. This is a news item that came across my desk in my feed. Microsoft Network Community Guidelines will not even allow someone to ask a responding user account in a conversation if they are a robot. On the back end of their ChatGPT artificial intelligence software, it's pre-screening all posts for compliance with the Hive Mind community guideline rules. Let that soak in for a minute. A world where you are only free to say what they want you to say, or be shadow banned, censored, or even canceled by a hidden robot that's taking notes on your posts and responding to them to mark up your future social credit score. And then when you try and call them out on it, you're not allowed to ask the question. This is happening now in most social media applications. You see, they don't like the free exchange of ideas. It's dangerous for them that we exchange ideas for free. And that's why we need to keep on putting this information out there. Alternative media-wise and citizen journalists are our only hope for free exchange of ideas and free speech. You know, what next? They're going to come after our bank accounts and prevent our access to food, fuel, and medicines, just like they're doing in China right now with social credit scores. I mean, that's not so far away here in the United States. They have all the data that they need to crack down on people. And some people are even getting visits from the FBI for their Facebook posts. I saw a lady last week was visited by the FBI for posts that she made on Facebook. And three FBI agents came to her door unannounced and wanted to know why she was posting certain things on Facebook. Now, she didn't threaten to kill anybody. She didn't make any violent threats, illegal violent threats. But they didn't like her Facebook posts, and they went to visit her to have a little talk about why she was posting certain things on social media. Yeah, this happened in Oklahoma, folks. So I want to read a Bible verse to you right now, okay? Revelation 13 kind of highlights this. It's very prophetic wisdom. Revelation 13, the people must worship that image or be killed. Also, the second beast makes all men wear a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Without that mark, they will not be able to buy or sell anything. Now, isn't that what we're witnessing, sort of, in a way, with social credit scores right now? The image that the Apostle John refers to could easily be a set of beliefs, a mindset, a hive mind mentality. Our idols don't have to be graven images. They don't have to be physical. They could be ideas that the enemy doesn't want us to have. You know, there was a user on X who posted a response to a response by a bot on Microsoft Network, and he wasn't even permitted to ask if he was being trolled by a robot. I mean, he actually made a statement. He said, "I like how Microsoft Network won't let me ask if you're a real person." And Microsoft Network posted, "This comment does not meet our community guidelines. Please try another one." In other words, they blocked his comment. And then there's the rampant omission and burying of major stories in the media. Now here, I just made a little list. I just jotted down off the top of my head. Here's a list of just a few things that are not in our news anymore. All of a sudden, they disappear in the news cycle, right? What about the Maui wildfires? What happened in Maui? Have you seen anything on it? It was like everything. It was headline news for a week, and now it's gone. What about East Palestine, Ohio, for the second time? What about East Palestine and that chemical train crash? What's going on there? Have we heard about anything? What about Joe Biden's classified documents that he stole and he stashed away while he was a senator? And he didn't have access or authorization to hide classified documents. What about that? What about Anthony Fauci working with China to create a bioweapon? Anybody hear any news about that lately? What about Pete Buttigieg's best friend in prison now for child porn? What about Adam Schiff's best friend in prison for murdering underage young black boys, plying them with drugs and having them die in his custody, in his home? He's in prison right now. Yeah. His name is Buck, okay? He was a major Democrat bundler in Los Angeles area in Adam Schiff's district, okay? You look him up. He's in prison. B-U-C-K, his name. Friends with Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff was over at his house many times. Where's that story? What about the cocaine in the White House story? What about the data collected from the Chinese spy balloons? What about Ukraine intelligence documents released that showed they were suffering massive losses and the American taxpayer was being lied to? What about that? What about Nancy Pelosi's film crew on J6, January 6th? What happened to her film crew? Why did she have a film crew on location, on the site, during the so-called insurrection? She had to have her own film crew so they could edit and fudge the information. What about veterans being kicked out of shelters to make room for illegals? What about Pizzagate debunker, okay, a journalist who debunked the Pizzagate story, you know, of child abuse in Washington, D.C. at, Cosmic Ping Pong, I think it was called. Pizzagate debunker journalist, he was jailed recently for possession of child pornography. Did you see that in the news? I mean, this is a guy who tried to debunk a child pornography story, a child abuse story, a child trafficking story, and the guy himself was just jailed for possession of child pornography. What about gay porn in the Senate hearing room? Didn't we see a glimpse of that briefly? And it just disappeared, right? Who spiked the story? Who is spiking these stories? How about Veterans Affairs prioritizing health care of illegals over veterans? Shouldn't that be an important story that deserves follow-up? And the Afghanistan drawdown and 13 service members killed in an attack on Kabul International Airport. We had 13 soldiers killed in that attack as we withdrew from Afghanistan. Nobody talking about it. We had 3 service members killed in Jordan. Is anybody talking about that? How about Hunter Biden taking in $1.5 million for quote unquote artwork that he created? And the money came from big leftist donors. A little pay to play there, isn't it? And what about the January 6th political prisoners that are still in jail? Who's following up on those stories in our media? What about the 85,000 missing children at the southern border? Where are they? Where did the children go? They don't know, do they? We have an idea. What about Epstein's clients? How come there's no client list being exposed, Jeffrey Epstein? I mean, it seems to me that they could find just about anything on anyone. And they're very rapid to expose anybody who they think is a threat to their autocratic control agenda. But nobody's exposing Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Could that be because it's there many of Jeffrey Epstein's clients are among some of the most important people in our government? They should be exposed, shouldn't they? The guy was a child trafficker. All sorts of nasty things happened in Jeffrey Epstein's care. And now we're starting to see P. Diddy being exposed for a similar thing. I think P. Diddy was the Epstein of rap music and Hollywood. That story is developing, and we'll see what happens. What about the Nashville Trans Manifesto? That Nashville shooter. We still haven't seen the manifesto from the shooter from Nashville. Now, if the person was a MAGA supporter, that manifesto would have been out in the public everywhere, right? But no, it's a trans person. She, he, whatever you want to, whatever pronoun you want to use, this person had a manifesto. And you'll see, I think, that it was probably very racist against white people and Christians. And that's why they don't want to publish it, because they don't want to expose that, they want to protect the people who are against the white people and the Christians. The strange surroundings about the Las Vegas shooter, what about that? What happened to the Las Vegas shooter story? It just died. What was the motive behind the Las Vegas shooting? I have some interesting information on that. Maybe we'll do a different show on it at some point. But Las Vegas shooter was not just a single lone gunman. And that's the only thing about the story. There's much more complications to that story that I think people should know about. What about the suicide bomber in Tennessee? Okay. Anything about that story? How about Obama coordinating with John Brennan and 4 other countries, the Five Eyes, to spy on the 2016 Trump campaign and later to spy on Trump while he was a seated president? All this, of course, is treason and illegal. All right. But yet nobody's been called to justice. Nobody's been brought to justice on this. And I think it's a travesty. What about the mail-in ballots that were the cause of the stolen 2020 election? How about the January 6th pipe bombs? They said there were 2 pipe bombs. Who was the pipe bomber? How come they can't find this person? They seem to be able to find everybody else. How about Adam Rich? The person who killed Adam Rich? Couldn't they do a murder investigation? Where's Columbo when we need him? I mean, They're what is it, a cold case? These are all cold cases? Who let them go cold? How about Antifa and the BLM rioters and the damage they caused? How come they're not being prosecuted and taken, indicted for insurrection? But they burned down almost half of Washington, did they? And plus many others of our, a lot of our other cities. What about Wisconsin? What about Minnesota? All these cities are burning down. And is anybody being put in prison for a long, long time? I don't see it. Nobody's following up on the story. What about the missing children from Lahaina in Hawaii? What about all those missing children? Where'd they go? How about the Supreme Court justice that leaked the Samuel Alito decision and blew the cover off of that? That's a federal crime. That's a felony, okay? How come that guy didn't get, where's he? Is he going to prison? How about the Boeing whistleblower that got suicided? You know, the Boeing whistleblower that that said that Boeing was cutting corners on their airplane builds on some of the Boeing jets. And now they started having significant problems with doors blowing off and all kinds of things like that. And all of a sudden, this guy turns up dead. What about the wildfires in Texas? What about the food processing plants burning down all across our nation? What about Obama's dead chef in Martha's Vineyard? What about Hillary Clinton's dead chef? What about Benghazi? What about the Arizona GOP chairman trying to bribe Carrie Lake? The distractions are in overdrive. And citizen journalists and alternative media are now the media. We are the media. Mainstream is simply not reliable, but we have a vast segment of the population that's unable to scratch beneath the surface and get to the truth, either because they're lazy, or maybe they're older, or maybe a little bit infirm, and they're just, you know, they're not comfortable. I mean, you know, people like my dad, you know, my dad's gonna be 90 years old, okay? He's pretty good, and he, you know, he knows how to work a computer. But he, you know, he doesn't know all the ins and outs of how to find things and how to listen to a podcast and how to do all these different things that we do. I mean, I know people that are my age in their 50s and 60s that don't know how to do all that stuff or don't want to. I mean, you know, not everybody's 30 years old and really comfortable with a computer or a handheld device. So if they're not comfortable with technology and they just turn on the boob tube and let the mainstream media pump the propaganda into their heads every night, what do we expect in this country? You know, I had somebody say to me how horrible it is that we don't have people with the honesty of Walter Cronkite reporting our news anymore. And I almost spit my coffee. Walter Cronkite spun government lies too. He just never said the quiet part out loud. He spun them better than today's media clowns. And with that, I'm going to bid you fair adieu. This has been Unleashed with Bruce Robinson.